This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2359, The Real Reason That You're Always Tired, by Michael Blankenship of getyourgustoback.com, and I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. This is one of a few shows where we narrate articles for you. You can search for Optimal Living Daily in the podcast app of your choice and follow or subscribe for free to listen to a bunch of different podcasts where we narrate articles for you. Now, today's post was written for the male demographic specifically in mind, and you can substitute pronouns, whatever you like, to adapt this post for yourself. I think it applies to everyone, which is why I'm sharing it here. So with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. The Real Reason That You're Always Tired, by Michael Blankenship of getyourgustoback.com. It's exhausting. It happens every day, demanding more attention, more energy, more to-dos, more paychecks, and more difficult decisions to make. It's relentless and uninhibited, unlikable even. The beast? Life. It seems to have stripped you of your last remaining supply of energy. Your willpower is at an all-time low. The afternoon sludge is worse than ever before, and even small tasks seem like insurmountable mountains. You're a machine these days. You get done what needs to be done, and any leftover time is spent sitting and thinking about how tired you are, how meaningless all of it is. Your gusto is gone, and you want to get it back. You're not the only one who wants to ask life for a refund. Everyone is getting depressed these days. In fact, people born after 1945 are 10 times more likely to struggle with depression. As it turns out, these days is playing a role in your loss of passion and decreased energy. But it's not the yearly number that's making a difference. It's the 21st century culture you're trapped in. According to psychologists, you're kind of f***ed. Consider everything that works against you. A more sedentary lifestyle than human beings were meant for, i.e. your desk job. Working too many hours. Getting less sleep than you should every night. Getting too much sleep and waking up mid-REM cycle. Eating too many preservatives and too few veggies. Not spending enough time outside, need that vitamin D. Not spending enough time with friends, not spending enough time on hobbies, etc., etc., etc. So how do you win? You're stuck inside of an era that desperately encourages mass progress at the cost of personal health, at the cost of your well-being. Let's be honest, at the cost of your family's well-being. And it's time you did something about it. But what? What? Remember when you built that doghouse with your dad? Hand me the hammer. You remember it like it was yesterday, the memory glued to your limbic system like a leech to a particularly bloated vein. You and your dad working on a project together, building something. Maybe it was a doghouse, maybe it was a motor, maybe it was something more intellectual like a book or a business. I remember when my dad was teaching me how to code on the computer, for instance. It was inspiring, invigorating, exciting. He challenged me to create a program that produced my initials when I told it my name. Then he challenged me to build a full-fledged RPG-type game with a complex stream of choice-based scenarios. I remember spending hours on the computer asking him questions as needed, always moving forward, always progressing. I was lost in it. I was lost in building it. You were lost in building it. Whatever it was, it doesn't much matter. What matters is that you were building something, and that is where your passion lives, in a deep recess of your soul that was meant to create, to build. If you're tired, depressed, sick of life, it's likely because you've shut that desire out. You've choked it, strangled it. You've been told no more than yes over your lifetime, and you've accepted defeat for what it is, a stale end to an otherwise uninteresting existence. At least that's the lie you tell yourself every night. I know better though, because you're here, you're hearing this, and you know you can get the courage to build again. If you're not building, you're dying. Basic truths are simple. They're easy to understand and even easier to forget. You were created. You were born. You live. And the natural, even logical progression of your existence is to create, to birth, to make life. I'm not just talking about babies, even though that can be one expression of your desire to build. I'm talking about everything from learning a skill to creating a business to building a fence. It's all building. And it's all going to give you energy, going to inspire you, can help you reclaim your childlike excitement for life. Even 30 minutes a day building something new can have a massive impact on your attitude, What if you didn't wake up miserable tomorrow? What if you had something to look forward to every day? What would happen? Well, you'd quickly turn into the man you've always wanted to be. One with a boyish passion to create new things, with a contagious excitement you'd pass to your kids and your wife, with a heart for helping, encouraging others, and always trying new things. And by you'd reclaim your gusto. Grab your hammer. You're tired, you're frustrated, you're careless even, but you know that something needs to change. You know that there's a way to retrieve your male fervor for life, a way to enjoy life again and reclaim your passion and excitement that you had as a kid. Now you know how to do that. You have to build something, anything really. Build a doghouse with your son. Set up a Roth IRA and save retirement funds. Try out a new workout plan and carve a rippling physique. Build something new and exciting. Even just 30 minutes per day building something you're excited about will increase your energy levels throughout the entire day. When you do, you'll enjoy life again, all of it. You'll recover your childlike excitement for life, and you won't struggle to roll out of bed every day. Your life will have purpose and meaning. So start building and ignore the demons that tell you you can't because you're not good enough. You were born to build, and life is your playground. You just listened to the post titled "The Real Reason That You're Always Tired" by Michael Blankenship of getyourgustoback.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, I'll keep this short for the Friday episode. Have a great start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll catch you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.